When Jesus approached Jerusalem near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples ahead and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a donkey that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this to them, 'The Lord needs it,' and will send it back here immediately." And so they went away and found a donkey and found a donkey tied near a door outside the street. As they were untying it, some bystander said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the donkey to Jesus. A very great multitude spread their garments on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and lay them in his path. And the multitudes that went before and those that followed cried out, saying, "And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, 'Who is this?' And the multitude replied,
'This is Jesus, the prophet of
Galilee.' And even though he had been welcomed into the city on his arrival, within a short time he would be tested. There were those who doubted him and the person that he claimed to be. He was challenged and mocked by the chief priest in front of the temple. And from that moment on, they began a plot to discredit him. There was a great unrest even among those who were the closest to him. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said,
'What will you give me if I betray Jesus to you?'
They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying,
"Rabbi, where would you like us to prepare the Passover?"
"Go into the city to a certain man and tell him that the teacher says, 'My time is near, and I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'"
And so the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said to them,
"Surely I tell you, one of you will betray me."
And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another,
"Surely not I, Lord. Could you mean me?"
"Lord, could you mean me?"
"Is it me, Lord?"
"Not me, Lord."
And the others followed likewise, each one questioning Jesus, asking him if he was referring to them. Then he answered,
"The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for him not to have been born."
"Surely you do not mean I, Rabbi."
"You have said so."
And Judas left them. While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples and said,
"Take, eat, for this is my body."
Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying,
"Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins for all people. I tell you this, I will never again drink of the fruit of this vine until that day that I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
After the meal was finished, Jesus then went with three of his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to those with him,
"Sit here while I go over there and pray."
He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. After a while, he began to be grieved and agitated. Then Jesus said to them,
"I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here with me. Stay awake with me. My Father, if it is at all possible to let this cup pass from me, and yet not what I want, but what you want."
Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and he said to them,
"You cannot stay awake with me for 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is so weak."
Again, he went away from them for a second time, and he continued to pray,
"My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done."
Again, he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same words. Then he came back to the disciples once more, and he said to them,
"You're still sleeping and taking your rest? See, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up. Get up. Let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand."
At that moment, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him." At once he came up to Jesus and he said,
"Greetings, Rabbi."
"Friend, do what you are here to do."
Judas kissed him on the cheek. Jesus said to them,
"Do you not think I can appeal to my Father and he will at once send 12 legions of angels? Then how would the scriptures be fulfilled, which say it must happen in this way? Have you come with clubs and swords to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I stood in the temple teaching and you did not arrest me. But see, all of this has happened so that the scriptures of the prophets will be fulfilled."
Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, in whose house the scribes and the elders had gathered. The chief priest held a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate.
"This had better be important, having awakened me in the middle of the night."
"With respect, Your Excellency, we have no right to execute anyone."
"You're the prophet from Nazareth, aren't you? You know, I've heard some stories about you. My wife even saw you in her nightmares. So I ask you, just who are you? Are you the king of the Jews?"
"Are those your words, or have others told you about me?"
"What? You think I am a Jew? It is your people and your priests who have handed you over to me. Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you? So what is it you were to have done?"
"My kingdom is not of this world. No, my kingdom is from another place."
"So you are a king."
"You're right in saying that I am a king. For this reason I was born, For this reason I was brought into the world, to testify to the truth.
Truth? What is truth?
But Jesus made no further reply. Pilate stood before Jesus, amazed. As was custom at the festival each year, a prisoner would be released for the Jews, anyone for whom they asked.
So, do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews? Silence! Silence! You take him. I find no basis for a charge against him.
But we have a law. And according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God.
But I have found no fault with this man. What do you? What do you wish me to do with this man you call the King of the Jews? Why? Why? What evil has this man done?
He's a blasphemer!
Silence! Do you hear what they're saying about you? Where do you come from? You speak to me. Do you know who I am? I have the power to free you. Or to crucify you. Take him away. I am innocent of this man's blood. Let him be crucified.
Jesus was taken away, and Pilate released Barabbas for those who had cried out for him. After beating and torturing Jesus, he was handed over to be crucified. The soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, and they clothed him in a purple cloak. After twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head, and they began saluting him and mocking him. They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. And after mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, and they put his own clothes on him. They paraded him through the streets, making him carry the cross on which he was to be crucified. And then they brought Jesus to a place called Golgotha, and they nailed him to the cross. Jesus hung there and was crucified. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. An inscription was hung on the cross above his head. On it was written the charge that was brought against him. It read, "The King of the Jews." In agony and racked with pain, Jesus called out,
my God, why have you forsaken me?"
Finally, after being tormented more and more and more, and mocked by many of those who had gathered to witness the crucifixion, he gave out a final cry. He breathed his last breath. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs were also opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised and came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Then there was silence when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what had happened. They were terrified. And then the centurion, who had witnessed all that had taken place, looked up at the face of Jesus and said,
"Truly, this was the Son of God."